on control. It just railed on the idea of intentionality, and like everything I say, I mean it. I believe in it. I try, to the best of my ability, to live this. That said, I think it's time to talk to you a little bit about control. Intentionality is not the same thing as control. There will be so much you cannot control, boys. So much. More than what you can, actually. And the people around you, you can at best influence them. But you can't and shouldn't control them. Even if you're in a position of power or authority, you can't, and again, you shouldn't, try to control other people. In fact, through most of your life, you'll find yourself in 1,000 places that you never expected. You will lose the job, the girl, the house. These things will likely happen. They happen to most of us, and they hurt, and you can't control any of them. But here's what you can do. You can control how you respond. You can control how you behave when you are at your worst. The man you are at your lowest point is, in many ways, a reflection of your truest self. Know who that is. Find that place where you're not in control and own the way you respond to it. When you're hurt, don't lash out in anger. Hold the best parts of you sacred and do not dilute them. Control is important, but it's control over you, over yourself, over how you respond to the world, to the people that you love and the ones you have wronged and the ones who have wronged you or hurt you, and these aren't the same. That will mark your character. That will define who you are. A dear friend of mine's parting words to me once were, "Tell Tom to stop trying to hold back the ocean." He was right, and he was also dead wrong. I can't hold back the ocean, but I can choose how I swim in it. Let go of the idea that life should be fair, that you deserve what you have worked for, that things should be one way when they are not. Let these things go completely. That's no more yours to control than the motion of the tides. What you have to do is simpler. Hold on to yourselves. Who are you when you're not in control? Who do you want to be? Did you do the right thing when you were hurt, when you were wronged, when you were angry or confused? Try always to live in a way that answers yes to those questions.